Thoughts on the Kingdom, Apostolic Principles, Part 8, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 15 and 16. Now, if there was any question in the last verse about whom the Apostle was writing, there is no doubt here. I don't think any doubt in the previous discourse, but let's look at these verses. God, the blessed and only ruler, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone is immortal and who lives in unapproachable light, whom no one has seen or can see. To him be honour and might for ever. Amen. 1 Timothy 6, 15 and 16, a description of God as King, and it is God. God, the blessed and only ruler. God, the King of kings and Lord of lords. But remember, Revelation 1, 5, 17, 14, 19, 16. Remember, this description is applied to the Lord Jesus Christ himself. So I am sure this is the triune God. And of course, it's Christ himself. But it is God, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. God is the blessed and only ruler, the King of kings and Lord of lords. It tells us, does it not, a great deal about the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. But what a king is this, the blessed king, the blessed ruler, truly happy in himself, truly satisfied and self-existent, the only ruler. What about Caesar? Ah, no, the only ruler. What about these dictators down the ages? No, the only ruler. The only ruler. What about these presidents, monarchs? No. There is only one potentate, God himself. But there are many kings, there are many lords. Ah, but he is the King of kings. He is the Lord of lords. He alone is immortal. That is, self-existent in himself. You are immortal, my friend, and so am I. We will live or exist forever. But our existence is derived. God is self-existent, and who lives in unapproachable light, whom no one has seen or can see, who alone, unapproachable, invisible, this great, glorious, infinite, majestic, only, potentate, ruler, king. What a kingdom he must have. But my brother and sister, in Christ, whoever you are, wherever you are, however weak, feeble, insignificant, forgotten, passed over, whatever you want to say, this king is our king. This Lord is our Lord. This potentate, this ruler is ours. You can think of what his kingdom must be. What a majestic kingdom. What a glorious kingdom. And we are the subjects of this kingdom, the citizens of this kingdom, adopted as children of God, regenerated, brought into this kingdom. We belong to this king. This king is ours, and this kingdom is ours forever and ever. To him be honor and might forever. Amen. And we shall share in that. We shall be in this kingdom without end. This is the blessed experience of all who believe. This is the kingdom of all kingdoms. Who would resist this king? Who can resist this king? Unbeliever. Do you know how foolish it is, how foolhardy it is to fight against this king? This king, this immortal, invisible, all-powerful king, infinite in power, can be your king, or he can be your final judge and condemner. We shall have to appear before him in judgment, 'tis true. But those of us who are in Christ will hear the welcome. Come, enter into this kingdom prepared for you from before the foundation of the world. But if you're outside of Christ, my friend, it will be depart from me. I never knew you. Oh, do not resist this king a moment longer. Yield to him now in the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved forever.